KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have a cloudy sky. It's 41 degrees. We look for skies to be partly cloudy to cloudy today, a high near 50. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. A traffic note to pass along to you for motorists here in the Atlantic area. The Cass County Emergency Management Agency has notified us that the traffic signals on 7th Street in the downtown Atlantic area are not working properly this morning. So, therefore, you should be cautious and remember the rules of the right-of-way at intersections. Once again, that's 7th Street, downtown Atlantic. Traffic lights are not working as they should be. Atlantic Mayor Dave Jones Wednesday evening announced that representatives of Mediacom will be present at City Hall to discuss the city's fiber optic internet service next week.
People complain about fiber, complain about being got fiber. We do have fiber. Like that, people come and fill up the chamber. They get informed, ask questions. If you got any concerns, these people you need to talk to. So, you know, stop your whining, come and visit and talk to the people. Bring your concerns out or you got stuff. Right now, from understanding, you got 50,000 kids, whatever they call it, every town has that Mediacom fiber or the Mediacom internet. That 50,000 come in their house. Once it gets to the house, that's your own problem. There's other problems going on.
The meeting takes place in the council's chambers inside City Hall, beginning at 6 p.m. on November the 7th. Jones said also that C-Click Fix is up and running. The cards are available at the City Hall for you to take home. That explains how to sign up your mobile device.
Basically, you got a complaint. Your neighbor has grass 14 foot tall. Take a picture of your house next to you that needs to be tore down. Take a picture, send it in. You get registered in the system, then they'll check it and see if it's, it's an owner thing, city thing, whatever. The city's been doing it for 2 months now.
Yep.
There's been a lot of reports, tree reports, and the city go out and look at it in the right of way. They take care of it, it's out of the right of way, owner responsibility. And so everything's recorded now. There's no more call.
It's designed to make reporting issues to the city easier since your information is routed to the department responsible for handling certain issues. And the Atlantic City Council Wednesday approved a 2018 Spring and Summer Street Improvement Project Engineering Agreement. Snyder & Associates engineer Dave Sturm was present to identify the streets and the work that's scheduled to be completed next year.
The streets for this project would include Plum Street from 7th to 14th. And that includes probably a reconstruction and a widening from 10th to 14th. That's that highly traveled one that goes to high school. Mm-hmm. And then just probably an asphalt overlay, a mill and overlay on the 7th to 10th. And then it also includes patching and overlay on 14th Street from Olive to the highway. It includes Chestnut Street from 18th to 22nd. Intersection improvements needed at 9th and Cherry. That intersection there is falling apart, so that'd be just the intersection. It includes the construction of a turnaround on the south end of Palm Street. If you're familiar with the dead end of Palm Street, there's been a lot of complaints about people using those couple driveways on the end for turnarounds. We're going to install a hammerhead turnaround in that location.
It also includes one alley between Birch and Cedar from 10th to 13th. The projects will cost altogether a little more than $1 million. And Police Chief Dave Erickson Wednesday evening implored the public during the city council meeting to slow down when you come upon the scene of an accident.
I would just like to stress to the public out there, you know, when we have an accident on a highway, we're directing traffic into the middle of the lanes. Please slow down so you don't hit none of the rescue people. I had a few cars yesterday that were kind of going over the speed limit quite a bit, and they weren't slowing down. I didn't want none of my officers to get hit. Medevac guys were out there, and just when you see emergency lights, slow down to like 15 mile an hour or less when you get by. It's not going to slow you down that much getting to work. Just be cautious, because I don't want nobody getting killed out there.
And as you said, they had to flag down people that were driving too fast near the scene of the accident at 7th and Lynn earlier this week. A district court judge in Pottawatomie County Tuesday sentenced a man to 5 years in prison for possessing methamphetamine with the intent to distribute. 27-year-old Travis Wayne Clark of Council Bluffs was also sentenced to prison for a consecutive 60 months for possession of a firearm in furtherance of a drug trafficking offense. The U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa says Clark will serve 4 years of supervised release following his imprisonment. He entered a guilty plea to the two charges on June the 5th. The convictions resulted from an investigation that began with a traffic stop conducted by Council Bluffs Police. Located in the vehicle that Clark was driving was methamphetamine, about $1,000, along with methamphetamine distribution paraphernalia. In addition, law enforcement found a loaded 9mm handgun on Clark. The case was investigated by the Council Bluffs Police Department and Southwest Iowa Narcotics Task Force and prosecuted by the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa. The Council Bluffs Police Department says it has developed a possible suspect vehicle in connection with the October 27th armed robbery of the CB Quick Stop. Authorities say the vehicle is thought to be a gray 2010 Chevy Malibu with unknown license plates. The suspect is a black male, about 25 years old, 5 feet 8 inches tall, and has a thin build. The case is currently being investigated by the Bluffs Police Criminal Investigation Division. Anyone having information on the robbery is encouraged to call them at 712-328-4728. And on the related note, on October 27th at around just before 9 a.m., Council Bluffs Police had responded to the CB Quick Stop for a report of a robbery. The clerk told the officers a black male entered the convenience store and displayed a handgun. The suspect pointed a firearm at the clerk and demanded money from the cash register, and then he took off in an unknown direction. You can see a couple of pictures. One is of the suspect vehicle, and the other is of the suspect on the news page on KJAN.com. Well, authorities in Page County say a woman wanted on a felony warrant out of Missouri was arrested Tuesday evening at a residence in Shenandoah. Deputies served an arrest warrant from Atchison County, Missouri, on Alicia Ann Crocker at a home in the 1300 block of West Lowell in Shenandoah. The warrant was for possession of a controlled substance, marijuana, 35 grams or less, which is a Class D felony in Missouri. Crocker was transported to the Page County Jail, where she was being held on $7,500 bond, pending extradition court proceedings. The Union County Sheriff's Office said yesterday a woman from Lorimore had reported Tuesday afternoon that sometime earlier that same day, someone took a waterbed with a headboard, a hutch, and dresser from her front yard. Those items were valued at $300 altogether. In state news, Iowa's weather in the just-completed month of October will be remembered for being extremely wet. The state climatologist, Terry Hilliker, says the statewide average rainfall for the month was 5.34 inches.
End up having the fourth wettest October in 145 years of Iowa weather records, with precipitation averaging just about exactly twice what's normal for this time of the year.
The bulk of the rain fell over the first half of the month, which delayed the harvest of corn and soybeans for most Iowa farmers.
Last time we had a wetter October was back in 2009, which is the last time the harvest progress was further behind than what it is right now.
Every corner of the state received above normal rainfall last month, except for one city in east central Iowa. Maquoketa had a slightly below average precipitation total for the month.
And a couple of places that had the record wettest October, Sioux City and Grundy Center, two different parts of the state, but both had their wettest October on record.
In Atlantic, we received 4.82 inches of rain in October. The normal is 2.76. The statewide average temperature for the month was 54 degrees, about 3 degrees above normal. It was unusually warm over the first two-thirds of the month, and there were 11 days where at least one location in the state reached at least 80 degrees.
The highest reading being 88 degrees, which happened way back on October 2nd at Burlington and several other southern Iowa locations.
In Atlantic, our average high for the month was 65, which was just 0.5 degree warmer than normal. The warmest day was on the 2nd when we reached 84. The average low was 42, and normally it's around 39. The coldest morning for Atlantic was on the 31st when we bottomed out at 21 on the thermometer, and the coldest temperature recorded in the state last month was 14 degrees on October 28th in Little Sioux and October 31st in Sheldon. During the month of November in Atlantic, we typically receive 1.85 inches of precipitation. The average high is 46, and the average low is 27. The news was brought to you this hour by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.